regret of a bon vivant. Right now I'm less unhappy because I no longer feel the heavy chains that held me to my body. I'm finally free, but I haven't concluded my expiation. I need to make up for the lost time if I don't want to prolong my suffering. I hope that God will take into consideration the sincerity of my repentance and will grant me forgiveness.
Keep praying for me still, I beg you.
My brothers, I only lived for myself and now I'm expiating and suffering. May God grant you the grace to avoid the thorns that tear at me. Follow the broad path of the Lord and pray for me, for I abused the blessings that God launched His creatures. Those who sacrifice their God-given intelligence and good sentiments to their brute instincts are like the animals they often mistreat. Men must soberly use the things entrusted to them and should accustom themselves to living without losing sight of the eternity awaiting them. They must detach themselves from material pleasures. Their food should have no other purpose but to give them strength. Luxury should be kept to the requirements of their social position their taste is in. Their most natural propensities should be subject to sane reasoning. Otherwise, they become more materialized instead of more purified. Human passions are narrow ties that embed themselves to the flesh, so do not allow them to imprison you. Live, but do not become bon vivant. You don't know the price you will pay when you return to the true homeland. Earthly passions rob you of everything before they cease, and you arrive naked, completely naked before the Lord. Cover yourselves with good deeds. They will help you narrow the gap that separates you from eternity. Like a bride robe, they will hide your human turpitude. Wrap yourself in charity and love, divine garments that no one can take away.
Comments by the medium's guide. This spirit is on the right path because in addition to repentance, he adds advice to be wary of the dangers of the path that he himself had taken. Recognizing his errors is always meritorious and an effective step toward the good. That is why his situation, albeit not happy, is no longer of a suffering spirit. Having repented, the reparation of another lifetime of trials is open to him. Well now, do you know the situation of people who live sensual lives and who did not give their spirit any other activity than the incessant invention of new pleasures? The influence of matter follows them beyond the grave. Death does not put an end to their material appetites, which their sight, as limited as it was while on the earth, seeks in vain the means to satisfy. Having never sought spiritual nourishment, their soul wanders in the void, without aim, without hope, and prey to the anguish of those who have nothing before them except a desert without end. Since they did not pursue spiritual endeavors while on the earth, they naturally cannot pursue any such work as spirits after death. No longer able to satisfy their body, they have nothing to satisfy their spirit either. Thus, they experience mortal boredom, and they cannot foresee the end of it. They would prefer nothingness instead, but there is no such thing as nothingness. One can kill the body, but not the spirit. They must therefore continue to live this mental anguish until finally, overcome by the weariness of it all, they decide to turn their eyes towards God. Excerpt from the book Heaven and Hell, Chapter 4, Suffering Spirits, by Allan Kardec.